Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon bonus show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bard Lee, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take on the card. Any aspect of the card is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experience playing the card, so don't always expect top-notch analysis. Today's card is from the Sylvan Starter. It's Darren's Runes. I'm going to provide the positive side. Shellen is providing the negative side. The randomizer says Shellen is going first, and he's also going to read you the card text.
Okay, so Darren's Runes is a zero-cost lore event, and it has action. Draw two cards, then discard one card from your hand. And what I think I dislike most about Darren's Runes is that it is kind of one of the poster childs for this Duero-Delph cycle power creep that we saw with the player cards under Lucas Litzinger's direction during that cycle. You know, there's no cycle that has as many eroded cards from it for player cards. There's no cycle, I think, that we can look at and just say there are so many just absolute power cards that just have to be included. You know, your Glorfindels and Elrond and Warden of Healing and Vilya and Darren's Runes. And I think this one's the worst of the bunch for me because it is just such an auto-include in a deck. Like, there's no reason, if you have lore, that you wouldn't include Darren's Runes until maybe much, much later in the card pool when you're saying, well, I'll run Drinking Song instead, because they kind of run counter to one another. But, like, if you have lore, you put three copies of Darren's Runes in your deck, even if it's your 51st, 52nd, and 53rd card, because that still makes your deck better, even though it's bigger. So I think it just really kind of cramped the design space very early on in this game for card draw effects, because, you know, any new card draw, well, it wasn't as good as Darren's Runes, so I'll just still run lore. Most decks, you run a splash hero for card draw for lore and just toss this one in here. And I think the other piece there, too, is when I was mentioning all of those other, you know, way too powerful cards in the Duero-Delph cycle, all of them more or less have a somewhat thematic reason for being very good as well. You know, Elrond is Elrond. He's one of the most powerful beings in Middle-earth. Vilya is a ring of power. Glorfindel's, you know, the greatest warrior at this side of the ocean now. Darren's Runes, there's really no theme to why it's good. You mentioned it was in the Sylvan Starter deck. Darren himself was a Noldor elf. And then his runes were used by dwarves. So, I mean, I guess they were used by everybody. And so is the card, I guess, is the best thematic connect you could make there. But there's no tie for why they should be so good, but they are.
Well, to go with your theme thing, Shellen, I would say in this art, he's like looking at reading like a rock, right? I think. Basically, I think there's another famous rock that people often cite for unlocking like knowledge and being able to like decipher things, and just called Rosetta Stone. So maybe that's
I thought
like
we were saying a rock, Rosetta
Stone. Oh, like the Nicolas Cage movie? Or are we talking about?
Like, oh, I was thinking Dwayne like Johnson. Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well. And I'm talking about Rosetta Stone rock. So maybe that's kind of like the idea, is that like knowledge being just unlocking more things for you. Because I think when you go through your deck and you get all these things out of it, it's kind of like you're marshaling people, getting more knowledge type of stuff. So maybe with that, and I will say to your lore thing, I don't play a lot of lore, and I usually play it as the off sphere in a deck. I have three decks with lore, no Darren's Runes in all of them, which is like crazy to think about. One makes a lot of sense. It's Noldor discard. So I don't really need Darren's Runes because it's like it has Cure Down Hero, so you're getting an extra card. You're seeing two cards, discarding one. Air Store, so that's three cards. So it's like, and you're discarding them all at the end of the round anyway.
Sure.
So. Nobody plays Darren Runes in those deck anyway. So, and then my other two, I have it in a dwarf deck because I have Ori and the Legacy of Durin. And between those two cards, and you know, we are not idols of one, or you know, only draws you one, but whatever. I feel like that's kind of enough there. So I don't know if you necessarily, it could be better with it, maybe not. And then the Dale deck, you mentioned that Drinking Song, because I played Drinking Song in that deck instead of Darren's Runes, because I find I have Barovoar's my third hero, and at times you'll have like all attachments in your hand and no allies, and it's like, I can't draw an ally to save my life. So then you're just Drinking Song away all of your attachments and try to mix your hand up a little bit. So
yeah, that makes sense too.
So that's still those be are kind
better
of
with Darren's Runes in it though.
It could be, because it's tough to say, because you're already getting the two every single turn from Barovoar. Do you really need the extra cards? Plus, you're getting one every single time you put an attachment on a dude. So
yeah, that's fair.
It's borderline. Like, it's definitely right at the edge there. I think most people would probably put Darren's Runes in instead of Drinking Song, and I'm playing maybe a little suboptimally or strangely. So, but one thing that makes this card not suboptimal is that little bit of text where you choose and discard one card. So this is not a type of card where it's like you draw two cards, you look at the two and discard one. What's nice is that you actually get to choose from any card in your hand. So you could have like Steward of Gondor in play, draw, have another one in your hand already, draw two cards, like sweet, two cards I want to play. I'll ditch Steward of Gondor with the extra in my hand. It's just really nice filtering is what I would say. I think it would still be good if it was look at two, discard one of the two, but the ability to just discard anything from your hand, that's like, you know, icing on the cake. You know, I think the one thing funny I'm bringing this argument up is on an old episode of COTR where this card got released. Like, the only time Jared was ever wrong about this card is he did not understand how it worked. He thought it was this way that I'm describing, where you would look at two and discard one of the two and not that one from your hand. And like I said, I still think it would be good if it was this less good way, but just being able to choose any old thing from your hand is so nice, because you can have three cards in hand, or one card in hand, draw this, and then choose one of those three. Just nice for filtering. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, definitely. Let you run three copies of that unique that you really need to see without having as much worry about a dead card in your hand. Because it's not dead, it's the one you're pitching for Darren's Runes anyway, so.
Yeah, because I think people really like Eowyn Hero for that, and it's getting rid of your uniques. And, you know, if you're not playing it or playing her, Darren's Runes does the same type of thing where it's like, I can just get these unique attachments out of my hand, and they still sort of have a use then, right? Because they're always dead in your hand unless they get discarded from play or whatever. With Darren's Runes, they don't kill you, right? Because you, as you're saying, your key cards, you want to run three of them, and when you get two of them in your hand, in just opening hand, you're like, oh no, I got two of them, but you got to keep it. It's your key card. Darren's Runes solves the problem. That's it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's obviously very, very, very good.
Yeah, I know. It was tough not to just say for a positive, this is like one of the best cards in the game. I tried to provide a little bit of something different. So people have to decide if I should have went for just pure, this is like one of the best cards in the game, or if they liked my slightly different take on what makes it good. Or if they just think your I don't like reading runes I can't read argument was better. Mm. And then, you know, we'll just see everybody on the next episode and we'll find out at some point who made the better argument.